his hair. I mean, just physically, you know, it was a lot of DNA and a lot of biological evidence that tied him to the crime scene. We have now discovered that it was not his hair that was in her hand. It was another female hair, not her hair either. The glasses at the scene were not her glasses. They were female glasses, but not her prescription. That what they thought was blood evidence, they can no longer establish as blood evidence. I mean, so we're getting ready to go back into court to argue for a new trial on DNA evidence for that individual. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to chat with you. He's at Lansing. In terms of people who are out, we managed to get a conviction reversed. I was just thinking about him. A conviction reversed, an individual who was accused and convicted of molesting his young son in the middle of a nasty custody battle. He and his wife were divorced, and her new husband wanted to adopt, and he didn't want to give up parental rights. And it was really awful. And we managed to get it reversed because we were able to completely discredit the stories and establish counsel was ineffective. And they never re-prosecuted him. As far as I know, he's still living in the Lansing-Leavenworth area, somewhere in Leavenworth County. His name is Tony Mullins. He sent us a dozen roses. It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody who's like around, any who's still in the area that's not actually.
And who would I be able to talk to that guy, or how would I?
Thomas Mullins.
Or the guy before that who?
Ken Haddock.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she'd love to talk to you. He'll talk to anybody.
How is, would I be able, would it be possible to schedule something like this week, or would that be?
Well, he's incarcerated. Okay. So it would be however Lansing goes about scheduling it. We have a hearing on the 14th in Johnson County. You know, he'd be in court that day.
Well, we wanted to maybe, or we're wanting to probably publish a story like next week.
Oh.
So.
I don't know that you're going to be able to get into any of the institutions that quickly.
Yeah.
They'll run background checks, and I don't know
that's
that you'll be able to get into the institutions that quickly.
Figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I guess Topeka Correctional Facility is a little more relaxed than any of the other facilities.
Although they do have a metal detector.
Yeah, at Lansing. Have you been to Lansing recently?
No, but I hear
it's just like the airport. You walk in and you got to take off your shoes and put everything in your little buckets that go through the X-ray machine. You got to go through the metal detector, and then they have like a screen, and it's got three sides. It comes like this and then like this, and they make you stand up and put your hands back like this and back up against the screen, and they have a drug dog. They run by you.
Wow.
And
through the screen.
Mm-hmm. So the dog is not actually physically touching you, and it makes you stand really still. But the dog, and so the dog runs by, it stops, licks my hand, and I'm like, "Going, is that a hit? What's going on here?" And then he walks on by, and the handler said, "You're clear." And I'm like, he's like, "Yeah, maybe you have a dog or something. I don't know why he was licking at your hand." I'm like, "Yeah, maybe it's my donut powder is still on my fingers or something."
Hi, this is Jana Mackey and Tom Knudsen.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Interns, and we put Tom to work on Ken Haddock's case.
Yes.
But he's excited about it.